Rupert surveyed the carnage, while the screams of approaching sirens split the air. Flames licked at the night sky as they consumed the once beautiful home. Stepping back into the shadows of the neighboring houses, he watched as the fire truck roared up and spilled out first responders to quench the raging inferno. The light of the fire glistened off the bloody mess on the lawn that had once been his friend. Turning from the chaos, Rupert slipped into the night, trying to wrap his mind around events. It had been nearly a month since the first of his people went missing. It took 2 days to determine that bloody chunk strewn across the lawn of the first unexplained fire had been the missing man. The body had only been identified by the cell phone and wallet found in the mix. The police concluded that he came over to help his neighbor and was caught up in whatever had flash burnt the home. Rupert had called for patrols of the surrounding area in an attempt to find out what was responsible for the death. Now, a second fire had broken out, and another of his was dead. But how? He hadn't been away from Brian for very long. What could reduce a body to fist-sized bits in a matter of minutes? A tawny wolf appeared out of the darkness to rub against his leg. Rupert scrubbed his fingers into the scruff at the back of the wolf's neck.
"They will pay," he promised.
Whoever had done this would pay dearly. Rupert's mind turned on the possibilities. There was no way a human could have killed like that. But what could? A rampant werewolf? A crazed wolf could have caused that degree of destruction, but it would have taken much longer than a few minutes allotted. A vampire? They had the strength and speed, but how had they gotten the fire to engulf the home so quickly? The Fae? There were certainly possibilities there. Rupert turned back to where he had left his van. He could do no more until the police finished processing the scene. Later, he would bring others back to see if they could find anything the police had missed. It had to stop. Something capable of this couldn't be left loose in the city. If they couldn't figure out what it was, he could only think of one person that would have the resources to help. Rupert's eyes turned north towards the heart of Brenton. Darian could help if he could just be persuaded into action. Chapter 1. Darian looked up from his desk to the young woman waiting inside. This was the fourth personal assistant the temp agency had sent this month, and she didn't seem any more promising than the last three. His own personal office had already offered 6 possible candidates, all of whom had been unable to handle the task of dealing with his hectic life. Oh, how he longed for Mariana to come back, even if she was 5 months pregnant with triplets. If only she hadn't fallen in love with that rascal, she would be here, running his life, not stuck in bed with a high-risk pregnancy and 3 brats to look forward to. Letting out another sigh, he read over the girl's credentials one more time. He read the name from the file.
Victoria Westernley.
He saw the slight purse of the woman's lips as he used her full name, but she kept a cool and confident air.
"Do you go by Victoria?"
he asked. "I'll answer to Victoria, but I prefer Vicky," she answered. Darian wrote the nickname on her file, disappointed that she would shorten such an elegant name. Continuing on, he looked at her schooling.
"Midstate University?"
he asked, reading over her course list. It was a local school, well known, and her marks were good.
"Yes, sir,"
Vicky answered politely. She still stood confidently, but Darian could smell her fear. He hadn't gotten to where he was without learning to detect the subtle tang of adrenaline. Raising his eyebrow at her, she straightened a little more. He considered her for a moment longer before continuing.
"All right, Miss Westernley. I understand this is your first time as a personal assistant."
Vicky nodded and took a deep breath to relay her job history. But Darian stopped her with a wave of his hand. She let the air out and shut her mouth, waiting for her potential boss to speak again.